Daryl. The shipments are fucked up because of the fucking UN. Daryl's looking at the truck that's come back to him. It's dumped its bags in the woods, and that's 3 million quid of glitter bleeding out into the forest floor when it rains, which would be bad enough by itself. Except, that's not the only thing. They got chased from the border. They came rough through the woods to get away from the soldiers. But they gave them a trajectory, didn't they? If you're running from the border and you're heading in this direction, narrows down the options of where you might be, doesn't it? Fuck! Says Daryl, and kicks the wheel of the truck. His scar pulls taut. His skein hums angrily. It hurts. He shouts, fuck! Again, louder than he'd meant to. They're in the warehouse. A few of the women glance over. A couple start wandering towards the van to see what's happened. One of the drivers, the deputy, shifts her weight from one foot to the other and says, when we had to drop a load before, Roxy always... I don't give a fuck what Roxy always, says Daryl, a little too quickly. A look passes between the women. He pulls it back.
I mean, I don't think she wants us to do what we've done before. All right.
Another look between them. Daryl tries to talk more slowly, in a calm, authoritative voice. He finds himself getting nervous around all these women now that Roxy's not around to keep them in line. Once they know that he's got a skein himself, it'll be better. But this isn't the right time for any more surprises, and his dad says he's got to keep it secret until it's healed. Anyway, until he comes back to London.
Listen, he says, we'll lie low for a week. No more shipments, no more border crossings, just let it all go quiet.
They nod. Daryl thinks, how do I know you haven't been fucking skimming? There's no way to know. Say you've dropped a load in the forest, who's to know that you didn't keep it for yourself? Fuck! They're not afraid enough of him. That's the problem. One of the girls, a slow, thick one called Irina, makes a frown and pushes her lips forward. She says,
do you have a guardian?
Oh, this old fucking noise again.
Yes, Irina, he says. My sister Roxanne is my guardian. You remember her? Runs this place? Owns the factory?
But Roxanne is gone.
Just on holiday, says Daryl. She'll be back. And for the time being, I'm just keeping everything ticking over for her.
Irina's frown deepens, her forehead huge and crenellated.
I listen to the news, she says. If guardian is dead or missing, new guardian must be appointed for men.
She's not dead, Irina. She's not even missing. She's just... not here right now. She's gone away to do some important things. All right. She'll be back eventually, and she told me to look after this all while she's away.
Irina turns her head from side to side to absorb this new information. Daryl can hear the gears and bones in her neck clicking.
But how do you know what to do? She says, when Roxanne is away.
She sends me messages. All right, Irina. She sends me little emails and text messages, and she's the one who's telling me to do all the things I'm doing. I have never done a thing without my sister's say-so, and when you do what I tell you, you're doing what she tells you. All right.
Irina blinks.
Yes, she says. I did not know. Messages is good.
Good, then. So, is there anything else?
Irina stares at him.
Come on, girl, dredge it up. What's in the back of that massive head?
Your father,
she says.
Yes, my father what?
Your father has left you a message. He wants to talk to you.
Bernie's voice hums down the line from London. The sound of his disappointment makes Daryl's bowels turn to water. as it always has.
You haven't found her?
Nothing, Dad. Daryl keeps his voice low. The walls of his office at the factory are thin.
She's probably crawled off into a hole to die, Dad. You heard the doc? When they get their skeins cut out, more than half of them die from the shock. And with the blood loss and she was in the middle of nowhere, it's been 2 months, Dad. She's dead.
You don't have to say it like you're happy about it. She was my bloody daughter.
What did Bernie think was going to happen? Did he think Roxy was going to come back home and run the bookies after they did that to her?
Better bloody hope she's dead.
Sorry, Dad.
It's better this way, that's all. This is the way round things ought to be. That's why we did it. Not to hurt her.
No, Dad.
How's it bedding in, son? How you feeling?
It wakes him up every hour through the night, squirming and twitching. The drugs they've given him, along with the glitter, are making him grow his own controlling nerves for the skein. But it feels like a fucking viper inside his chest. It's good, Dad. Doc says I'm doing well. It's working.
When are you going to be ready to use it?
Nearly there, Dad. Another week or two.
Good. This is just the start, boy chick.
I know, Dad. Daryl smiles. I'll be deadly. Come along with you to a meeting. No one will expect me to be able to do nothing. Then pow!
And if we can get it to work on you, this operation, think of who we couldn't sell it to. Chinese, the Russians, anyone with a prison population, skein transplants. Everyone's going to be doing it.
We'll make a killing, Dad.
That we will.